Welcome to Co-Creating Now with Monica Goyle. Monica is a spiritual counselor and healer with a life purpose to put people in touch with their innate healing abilities, empowering them to live a life full of joy, love, peace, and abundance. Through this show, you'll learn to heal every aspect of your life by connecting to your higher self. And now your host, Monica Goyle, on the OM Times Radio Network.
Listeners, hi, how are you? Hope everyone is doing great. Thank you so much for joining this morning for our healing show, Co-Creating Now. You are joy, love, and peace. And I welcome you wholeheartedly to open yourself for this healing this morning. So wherever you are around the world, you know, whatever time it is, I say morning because I'm in California. But any time of the day, as always, this is a very meditative healing show. And wherever you are, whatever you are doing, it works the same for everyone. But if you are in a quiet space, then definitely I would ask you, request you to be in a meditative space. And anytime you want to re-listen, all the podcasts are available in the show archives. So nothing to worry about. Welcome now. So today we will be talking about our fourth chakra, the heart chakra. And as you know, heart is all about love, giving and receiving love. So let's open ourselves to receive that love and let it flow through us, because we are love and nothing else. Nothing else. So take a moment to feel that heart energy. This is the chakra where unconditional love is centered. This is a creative force, a powerful energy that guides us, guides our every action. And as we all know, heart lies in the center of the chest. The color of heart chakra is emerald green. And this is the bridge between the body and the spirit. So anyone who is a spiritual healer, how does the energy flow through you to, through your hands? As it enters the crown chakra, it comes to your heart, and from your heart, from your shoulders, and it flows through your hands. So you can understand how important it is to keep our hearts open and the power of it. So, like every time, I would ask you to have a pen and notebook ready. If you are at home and if you have some quiet time, otherwise, just let your thoughts flow as we go through these basic questions. So, if you're ready, my first question to you is, how do you feel about love? When you think about the word love, what comes to your mind? How do you feel about it? Whatever comes up, just note it down. Or whatever comes up, just observe. Do you think you are loved? Do you feel loved? Do you express your love and affection fully? Or do you hold yourself from expressing that love, that joy that wants to come out of you? What holds you back? Do you express your love? If not, what holds you back from showing that affection, expressing that affection? How open you are about welcoming new people into your life? Do you fear entering a new relationship? Sharing yourself completely? Or do you open yourself up for anyone new coming in your life and are open to embracing them? And here we are not talking about just romantic relationship. Any relationship, any people. Does your heart welcome them? How do you feel around strangers? Do you doubt? Do you feel scared of opening up? Do you resist yourself? What is your understanding of a healthy, close relationship? What do you expect out of your close relationships? Again, no need to analyze. Whatever is coming up, just let it come up and stay with it. What is your understanding of a healthy, close relationship? Do you get hurt easily and then just shut down yourself from sharing yourself? Do you close yourself? Are you open to falling in love or opening to love? Or because of any past experiences, you just close yourself down because you don't want to experience the pain again? Are you holding on to any unforgiveness and pain? Does your chest feel heavy all the time? As if there is a weight there? Do you hold grudges? Are you suffering from any kind of heart issues? Do you need to forgive yourself for anything? Any memories that keep disturbing you are always there, haunting you. Anyone needing forgiving from you? Any relationships that continue in your life but have been a source of pain? How does anything happening in your outside environment affect you? If you come across any accidents, any calamities, any sufferings, how does it affect you? Do you hold on to it for a very long time? What is coming up for you as we are talking about these issues? Just tune into yourself and let it all come up. Be honest to yourself. Don't resist. Just acknowledge, accept whatever is coming up for you. And if you are noting down, just let it flow. And stay with us. We will be back after a short break.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Know what to do, just can't figure out how to fit it all into your busy life? It doesn't have to be that way. Hi, I'm Ellen Baysberg from Seamless Life. Join me every Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio and learn the how of conscious living. Let me and my guests help make your life seamless.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
The Laying On of Hands Healing Radio Show is about treating the whole person, mind, body, and spirit. Join me, Charles Smith, as I share life balancing measures such as nutrition and spiritual practices to help you take charge of your own health and wellness every Thursday at 7 p.m. on OM Times Radio.
Feed your soul with waves of consciousness on OM Times Radio.
And we are back. So now we will go through a process or a meditation that will help you release all the deep-seated feelings of pain, hatred, unforgiveness, any grudges that you have been holding, any heaviness in your heart. So if you are in a quiet place, you can just lie down or you can sit comfortably. And if you are driving or if you can't find a quiet place, that's okay. It's still working. And later on, you can always listen to the podcast again. And actually, anyone can do it anytime they again feel heavy or feel the issues coming up. So let's take a few deep breaths. Deep breath in. Hold for a moment. Let it go. Keep breathing. As you are breathing, relax more and more. Let go of all your worries, all the tension, stress that you have been feeling. With this breath out, let go of that tightness. Another breath. Whatever is worrying you, whatever situation comes to your mind that's been bothering you, just consciously for a few minutes, knowing that you are taken care of, just drop it. Allow divine to take care of it. Let all that anxiety and fear melt away. You are safe. You are protected. Each and every moment. And as you are freeing yourself, just imagine you are in a garden with lush green grass, trees and plants, most colorful flowers with heavenly fragrance. You're just surrounded by beauty and peace and the green of the heart. There are streams with water flowing throughout the garden. The hummingbirds are singing on the trees. And soft breeze is touching you gently. The sky is lit up with stars. And the full moon is radiating soft, calming light on you. Just feel that energy. You don't even have to close your eyes. You are here for healing. And you are in that healing environment. Energetically. Nowhere, no matter where you are. A soft grass bed welcomes you as you admire the beauty of water lilies in a stream, all your tiredness melting away. Especially if you are home after a stressful day. This is your meditation or a process to release it all. The soft moonlight helps you remember all that is sleeping in your consciousness. No efforts required. We went through the questions and whatever came up, it's all coming up. So no need to analyze. All the wisdom, all the healing lies within you. Just you. All we need is your intention to heal that pain and feel that love fully. The moon is shining its light on all the painful feelings and emotions so it can cleanse them and fill your life with light once again. Just feel that moonlight entering your heart. Feel the soothing, cooling energy of the moon. As the moon is shining, entering your heart, what is coming up for you? What do you feel? Or what thoughts are coming up? Any visions? Any memories from the past? Any thoughts? Let it all come up. How does your chest feel as this is coming up? Just be with those sensations and allow yourself to fully experience those. Whatever is coming up. And again, during this process, if you fall asleep, it's totally fine. When we sleep, our ego is out of the way and the healing can happen deep. As you are tuning into your chest, as these thoughts come up, do you feel any pain, emotional or physical? Any feelings of loss or let down? Someone let you down? Any unforgiveness coming up? Feeling deceived? Who's coming up? Any people or person coming up? Any relationship coming up? Any experience from the past coming up? Let it all come up. Relive it. As an observer. Stay with your thoughts. Go back in time where this feeling or thought came into your life. Just be fully there. What is happening there? Are you with a family member, lover, friend? Whatever is coming up. If you want to cry, please don't hold back. Don't hold your tears. Whatever it is, let it come up. Anger, resentment, feelings of revenge, any regret about trusting someone. Whatever is coming up, let it all come up. Let all your pain come to the surface. Now, as you experience it fully, do you want to say something? Do you want to say something to people or person who hurt you, your feelings? Put this thought into your mind that you cannot trust anyone anymore. Gave you that heartache, that heaviness. Don't hold back. You can just pour it out. Just pour it out. Let them know how you feel or how they made you feel. Let it all out. Don't hold back. Let it all out. Their higher self listens. Keep pouring this out. Until you feel lighter. And stay with us. We will be back.
Best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Hi, I'm Katrina Kavanagh, host of the I Am Wisdom radio show. I Am Wisdom is about the connection between mind work and energy work, spirituality, and living a wonderful life. Looking forward to sharing each Sunday, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with you.
What if business could be fun? What if business is the adventure of living? What are you choosing? Where do you do business that makes it easier, more fun, or more joyful for you? We'd love to see where you do business. Connect with us on Instagram at Joy of Business or Twitter at Joy of Business and share your pictures with hashtags Business Done Where and Joy of Business. Let's change the world with business. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. Join Elliot Jolish, the business therapist, each Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern for the Elliot Jolish Hour, as he interviews business experts on your behalf. And you're invited to email your business questions to questions@ecjgroup.com for answers, live, on air, every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern on the Elliot Jolish Hour. Free your mind. Expand your soul. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
And we are back. Now observe your body. Observe your chest. How does it feel? Would you like to forgive yourself or anyone else who caused you this pain? Whoever just came to your mind, the experience that you relived. Would you like to forgive them? Or maybe yourself, or both. Knowing that there was a lesson there that you both needed to go through, Both needed to learn. Just recognizing that lesson and being thankful. Thankful to yourself and them for helping you learn this lesson. And also knowing they didn't know anything else, anything better. And by not forgiving them, you're just hurting yourself. I know it's hard to forgive when someone causes us so much pain. But just to free yourself, just to be at peace with yourself and clear that space so love can enter your life once again. Can you hold this intention? Just hold the intention and the universe will help you with this. You don't have to do anything. Just be effortless and allow the universe to help you. Make this possible for you. Releasing yourself and others will once again open your heart and bring love back in your life. So take a few deep breaths and just hold this intention of releasing this pain, unforgiveness, grudges, this weight out of your heart. And as your heart is emptying, the moonlight is filling the vacuum with its beautiful loving light and peace. Feel that beautiful, calming, soothing energy filling your heart. The heaviness is dropping, lifting away. And in its place, loving energy is filling your heart. Opening it up like a lotus flower. Feel that pink energy filling your heart. Becoming lighter and lighter. Peaceful, joyful. So much peace entering your heart. Breathe in love, breathe in peace, and breathe out compassion for all those people who hurt you in some way, knowing that that was important for you to learn some lessons. And they just became the instrument. And also showing you that you don't need to be like that. You need not hurt yourself and anyone else. You are love, pure love. Let that love shine. Let that love shine. Open you up. Feel that expansion in your chest. And affirm with me, I am now open to giving, receiving, and experiencing love in totality. Love is the essence of my life. You can write down this affirmation and put it everywhere around in the house where you spend your time most, or on your computer screen as a screensaver. I am now open to receiving, giving, and experiencing love in totality. Love is the essence of my life. You are love. You are loved. Much loved. Let that divine love shine through you. Once you are open to love, you'll experience love everywhere from everyone. Getting hurt is part of love, part of falling in love, being in love. Don't let the fear of being hurt close you. Fully experience it. Allow your love to flow. Just forgive. Let the love and peace flow through you. Feel that loving peace in your heart. Any pain, any aches, just melted away. All that remains is just love. Now, let's also chant the mantra of heart chakra that will help it heal even deeper and vibrate at the frequency it needs to. It will expand and open it up even more. And again, you can chant it aloud or mentally and as many times as you would like. And then just allow it to vibrate in your heart. So take a deep breath in and out. And with another breath, we will chant. Yum. Yum. You can keep chanting as many times as you would like. As many times as you feel the need, and then just allow it to vibrate in your heart. And as your heart opens up, you will feel everything even the plants, animals, your pets. If you have kids, you will see all of them becoming more joyful, peaceful, with your energy as you start sending out your love. Your flowers will start blooming. Plants will be green around you. As you allow your own love, your own healing energy to shine through, flow through you. Yum. Feel your chakra expanding with every breath, opening up more and more. Any tightness still remaining will just drop. Feel the calm. Feel the peace increasing. And stay with us. Keep chanting. We will be back.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. Om Times.
Radio Namaste leads you down the yellow brick road into portals of consciousness with the blue collar goddess as your host. Interviews with humans who could be famous or just popular, and answers to everything are on the agenda. Tune into Om Times Radio and drop in on Thursdays at 3 Eastern. It's a different brand of enlightenment.
As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
Circle of Hearts Radio is a sanctuary on the airwaves. Join me, Grandmother Aliyah, in the circle on Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern, as I share information to both enlighten and nourish your soul.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
We are back. We will do one more process to take care of your heart chakra completely. And again, every time you feel like doing, you feel your heart heavy or something coming up related to heart chakra, you don't have to repeat all the processes. Depending on the time you have, you can do either one. And if you are able to do everything, then perfect. But as I said, the podcast will be available and you can do these meditations, these processes, any number of times and whenever you want to. So now we will be placing a beautiful, bright emerald. That's the stone or crystal of the heart chakra in your heart center. So we can fill it with light and the healing energy of emerald. So keep breathing and feel the rotation of your heart chakra, which is anti-clockwise for males, and the heart chakra rotates clockwise for females. Just tune into your heart chakra and feel those rotations, the motion of your heart chakra. And as you breathe, the angels are placing a bright emerald in your heart. And this crystal starts vibrating at a very high speed inside your heart. Feel the vibrations as it cleanses your heart chakra, making it a beautiful green, emerald green. It's clearing away any darkness, any dark spots on your heart chakra as it vibrates. It cleanses it. Feel that cooling, soothing energy increasing more and more. That peace, that joy, that love increasing as the emerald cleanses and makes it brighter and opens it more and more. And it starts to dissolve inside your heart chakra, becoming the part of it. Feel your heart brightening up, shining, beautiful emerald green. All the unforgiveness, pain, any past wounds are all healed completely. Feeling that peace, that love, that joy that you are ready to give to everyone and your environment around. You can open your eyes, bringing back your awareness. And smile. Smile from your heart and promise yourself that you will always take care of yourself. Always love yourself. Allow that love to come to you, flow through you, because that's who you are. Just love. Great. I hope you all are feeling lighter and peaceful. And like I have mentioned before, anyone with specific healing request, please write to me at healer@comehealyourself.com. healer@comehealyourself.com. Or you can post it on my Facebook page. That's Come Heal Yourself /11935 462-141-3808. And it's also available on the Om Times Radio Show page, Co-Creating Now. So you can join me on Facebook or Twitter or Google Plus, and you can post your questions there or email me. During the week, and I'll be sure to share and answer those questions and send you healing. Even if you are not able to listen to the show live, you can listen to the podcast and I'll be answering those questions. I'll be also picking someone for a free healing session via Skype or in person if you are in Mountain View, California or in surrounding cities. So please post your questions. Please let us know what we can help you with and heal together. And I look forward to meeting you. I can also tune in psychically and let you know if there is a problem that's bugging you or a specific issue and what you need to do to resolve it. So don't hesitate and join us in healing yourself or healing ourselves together and creating Earth full of joy, love, and peace that you are, that we are. Next week, please join us again and we will be healing our throat chakra together. And once we have healed our chakras, our seven chakras, I will be starting Ascension series, just a heads up. So we will begin our Ascension series on March 9th. And these will be Ascension healing attunements, which are very, very powerful. And hope you can join us again. Even if you are listening to the podcast, these will happen for you. These are extremely powerful, connecting you to all those archangels and ascended masters above, guiding us and pulling us up. We just need to call upon them. So we will be touching different healing modalities or attuning ourselves to higher energies. So we stay connected with our higher self. And let all that wisdom flow through us. So please join us. And I'm really grateful to you. Very grateful to you for joining me on these shows. Thank you so much. And have a most wonderful week. Until next Tuesday when we meet again. Bye. Have a wonderful day.